So, as it relates to today's raid, three short ha'aris. The first ha'ar is, the Mishnah said, Katan hayodeya linaneya chayev belulav. When a child is old enough to take the dalad minim and to shuckle the lulav, at that point, the halach is chayev belulav. He's considered of the age where the father has an obligation to be mechanechim with the mitzvah of lulav. This halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Erech Chaim. It's in Hilchis Lulav. It's in Simen Tov Reish Nun Zayin. Ubay Sif Echad. There's only one sif in this siman. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Katan hayoidea linanea lulav. A katan that knows how to be minanea the lulav, kidinoi, properly, aviv chayev liknois loy lulav. The father has an obligation to buy a lulav for him, kidei lechanchay b'mitzvahs, so that he can be mechanachim with the mitzvah. So this is one sif katan, and it's really one line in a Mishnah, the last line in the last Mishnah in Perek Lulav Agazal. The Taz, right here on this halacha, brings from the Marshal, who made a very obvious diak in the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Meaning, it sounds like the Mechaber said verbatim what the Mishnah said. But the truth is, if you look a little more closely, the Mechaber didn't say what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Katan hayoidea linaneya chayiv belulav. If you're katan and you know how to shuckle a lulav, you're obligated to shuckle a lulav. What do you mean you're obligated? You don't have to do anything. Your father has a chayiv to make sure that you're going to take the dalad minim. What's the halacha in the Mechaber? Katan hayoidea linaneya lulav kidinoi aviv chayiv liknois loy lulav. Frank, the Marshal, where did the Mechaber get this from? Aviv chayiv liknois loy lulav? The Mishnah didn't say anything about a father buying a lulav for a son. The Mishnah just said, Katan hayodeya linaneya chayiv belulav. So what does it mean? Katan hayodeya linaneya lulav kidinei aviv chayiv liknois loy lulav. This is the kasha that the Taz brings from the Marshal. So ayin sham b'taz. But I saw in the Sefer his Oiris Tshuva. And the Oiris Tshuva was, of course, Rav Shimon Sefer. He was the Erloya Rav, Hashem Yimkom Damai. He was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, in Auschwitz at the age of 96. But he was the son of the Ksav Sefer, who was the son of the Chsam Sefer. And in his Oiris Tshuva, Chelik Aleph Simen Tez Zayin. So he brings the Kasha of the Taz, and he says a Teretz Nechmad. He says a beautiful Teretz to answer this Kasha. And that is, we know that on the first day of Sukkot, there's a mitzvah of lochem. It's not enough that you take dalad minim, but you have to own your dalad minim, which means that if you have dalad minim and your son now, because of the mitzvah of chinuch, is going to also need to take the dalad minim, on the first day sukkah, it's not enough to give him the dalad minim. You actually have to be makna the dalad minim to him. Because if you're not going to be makna the dalad minim, so it's going to come out that it's not going to be lochem. If it's not going to be lochem, felt in the kiyum mitzvah, you're not going to be mechanichim to do the mitzvah properly. As a result, you're going to have an issue. Now the truth is, says the Hisayiris Tshuva, said Rav Shimon Sefer, it's not a big deal. Because really, when you take the dalad minim, you'll be mechanichim the mitzvah first. Afterwards, you'll be makna to your child. The Chiyuv of Lochem is only on the first day of Sukkot. At that point, there's no Lochem anymore. At that point, you could be Yoitza with Dal Minim that's not yours. You could be Yoitza with a Lulav Hashol. So there's no issues. Meaning, what would be the problem with being Makna the Dal Minim to your child? The problem is, he has no ability to be Makna it back to you. A child could be Koina, but a child cannot be Makna. This is Chayshe Mishpat 101. A child could be koina, das acheres makna, but he has no ability to be makna. But it's not a problem, said Rav Shimon Sefer. It's not a big deal. Because you'll take it first, you'll shuckle your lulav, then you'll give it to your son, you'll be makna to him. He has no ability. He does not have the intellectual capacity to be makna to you until his bar mitzvah. But who cares? You don't need it. Because once you fulfill the mitzvah on the first day of Sukkot, you already yoytza lochem. And once you yoytza lochem, so at that point, everything is going to be okay. But said Reb Shimon Sefer, it's not so pasha. This is only true in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there's one day Sukkot where there's a mitzvah of lochem, where it says, ulakachtam lochem b'yoy merisha, and b'yoy merisha means literally the first day Sukkot. The second day is already cholomay. Abichutz l'aretz. Because of minig aviseinu b'yodeinu, because of a sveika d'yoyma, we keep 2 days of Sukkot. Now, the second day of Sukkot is the second day of Sukkot, but it's also misafik the first day of Sukkot. L'may nafkimina, just like there's a din lochem on the first day of Sukkot, in chutz l'aretz there's a din lochem on the second day of Sukkot. Because of Sveika de Yoima, there's a din lochem not only on day one, there's a din lochem on day two. Which means that if you're in chutz la'aretz, if you're going to take dalet minim the first day of Sukkos, and then you're going to be maknet to your son, what are you going to do the next morning? We have a problem. Because he can't be maknet back to you. Katan doesn't have the ability to do that. A katan can be koina, but a katan cannot be maknet. So said Rav Shimon Tzofi, you're going to have a problem. There's one eitzah. You know what the eitzah is? You have to buy him his own dalet minim set. If he has his own dalet minim, you maknet him before yontif. It's his, yours is yours. And like this, outz is gewaldig. Everybody has their own set of dalet minim. So Rav Shimon Tzofi said, half of a fella. He said, we know the Mishnayos were written by the Tanoim in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, you find the Gemara says sometimes that Hay Tano Koyib Eretz Yisrael. And because he's in Eretz Yisrael, Eretzvi an Eretz Yisrael the Geyid. Eretzvi a Yerushalmi Yid. So he says, the Mishnah, which was written in Eretz Yisrael, says, Kotan Ayadel in Anea Chayab Lulav. He's Chayab Lulav. Father doesn't have to go ahead and buy him a Lulav. If he wants to, whatever. But it's not something he has to do. Aren't you going to have problems with Lochem? No, you're not going to have problems with Lochem. The father will take the Dal Minim first. After he finishes with the Dal Minim, he's going to hand it over to his son. So he hands it over to his son. He'll be Maknetim. He'll be Koina. He'll fulfill his mitzvah. He has no way of getting it back to you. You don't need it back. What do you mean? To say there's six more days of Sukkos. You don't need Lochem after that. Ulakachtam Lochem is B'yei Merisha. That's the first Gemara in Perek Lulav HaGazel. He only needed the first day. You don't need Lochem the second day. Oh, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber was written for Kol B'nei Agoyla. It was written for Jews, B'chol Mekoy Moshehem. Not only for the Yidden that were in Eretz Yisrael, but even for the Yidden of Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz, you can't take your Dalet Minim and just give it to your son. Because you need it the second day. How's he going to give it back to you? Skotan Ayadel and Anea Lulav Kedina. That's why the Shulchan Aruch said that it's not enough to make sure the katan has dalet minim, but aviv chayev liknois lulav, he has to purchase a lulav for him. By purchasing a lulav for him like this, he can assure that the father will be able to fulfill his mitzvah of lachem, and the child will be able to fulfill his mitzvah of lachem. That's the first tara.